thank God. It's and now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Kevin.
Well, good morning, Health, Wealth, and Freedom team. It's another Friday, and we are in the beginning stages, of course, of our 90-day game plan. It's been an exciting week. Carolyn started us all off, and we've just been rolling since. So who's really engaged? Be honest with me out there. Who's really engaged in their 90-day plan? Who's actually seeing their plan through?
I am.
Good. I love all the different IMs, and then congratulations to you on that. And we're gonna kind of dive into some of the numbers today because you all know by now after listening to me for many years that I'm a numbers kind of guy. So we're just gonna talk numbers and what's going to be required of us to really pull this 90-day game plan to pull our goals through. So we'll get into that in just a couple minutes. But let's start our what is today? September 4th. Let's start our September 4th call off in some victory and some gratitude. And specifically, you know what, let's go today with some gratitudes because we have fired up the magic book site again, and we're going through the 28 days of gratitude. So I'd love to hear from you out there what you're grateful for today, because I think it all starts with gratitude. So what are you all grateful for today? Who wants to start us off?
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hey. Well, you know, I was thinking about this call or the call the other day when Barbie Lee got on and was talking about her daughter and how Lewis, you know, is stepping up to help her. And it made me just grateful again for the community and for the family that this company is all about. And then it reminded me about that. I'm sure you all seen the picture of the residual income. If you knew what it was, you'd bust down the brick wall to get to it. And I thought, you know, same thing with community. If people really knew what we had in this company, they would break down that same brick wall to get to it.
Boy, I agree with you, Jen. Great gratitude this morning. Thank you for starting us off.
Yep.
I'm grateful for you.
Well, thanks. Same here. For you.
Who wants to step up next?
I will, Kevin. This
Carolyn will.
Hi, Carolyn. We'll get right to you. Toby, go ahead.
Well, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for so many things this morning, but I'm mostly grateful for my level of awareness that I'm gaining every morning when I wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning and do my spiritual and personal development, because I think that's key. And I'm so grateful for my breath, my breathing, because it helps me be more conscious when I'm connecting with people and I'm serving people in this business. And it just helps me love them so much more and be more of a, you know, a leader. So that's what I'm grateful for today.
Awesome. That's a beautiful gratitude. Thanks, Toby. Appreciate you sharing that one. Carolyn, let's go to Canada.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. On the road. Well, you know what, Kevin? I am grateful for something so simple that I took for granted, and that was the freedom to live in a country like North America. Because when I read the news this morning and saw the image of that little boy washed up on the beach, and I don't want to be a downer, but I recognize that, you know, we're so impervious to what's going on in other parts of the world. And as a world citizen, what am I willing to do when I see that image? So my call to action is stand up for people who don't have a voice this morning, and to really, when you say be in gratitude for food and shelter and warmth and family and community, and that there are people in this world desperately seeking that they'd be willing to risk their life, and that it took the image of this little boy, if you haven't seen it, washed up on the beach, dead, for us to wake up and say, really? Yeah, also, as a Canadian, this morning I'm saying I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to be a Canadian because we are not doing our part to be a world citizen. And so what am I going to do? Because I'm grateful for the liberties that I have, is to write a letter to my representative, write a letter to Stephen Harper, walk into our MPP's office today and say, I'm ashamed. We should be doing more and to find a way to contribute to that family and other families. So it's not relevant to Isagenix, but it is relevant to Isagenix because Isagenix has provides us so many platforms that we just take for granted, you guys. So that's my gratitude for today.
Carolyn, that was very deep and very sincere, and I appreciate that. I did see the picture. I haven't read the article yet, so now you've got me wanting to go back and read that, and I will do that after the call. So thank you for your gratitude this morning. And yes, you know, sometimes we as Americans and Canadians, and I'm sure that there are others on this call that have a very rich and fulfilling life, and we take for granted sometimes some of those basic freedoms. And so thank you for bringing that to our attention today.
Yeah, and read my Facebook post this morning. That'll shed some light on what you can do as an individual.
We will do that. Thanks, Carolyn.
Thank you. And
now drive safe. Keep both hands on the wheel.
I'm on the speakerphone.
Oh, okay, all right. Anybody else want to step up with the gratitude this morning? What are you grateful for in your life today?
This is Sonny from San Francisco.
Hey, Sonny. Good morning.
Kevin, I am grateful for you, buddy, for being a great leader, for always being there for us and always doing your due diligence and your research and just correcting us when we're wrong in whatever that we're doing. But I just want to thank you for all that you do.
Sonny, I am receiving that. Thank you very, very much. And I am grateful for you, sir. I am so glad to have met you many years ago and that you are part of our Isagenix community. And it's always sunny in San Francisco.
Thank you, brother.
All right, buddy. Let's go ahead and get ourselves into the call today. And again, welcome to our September 4th call. We always start our little Friday segment out with what's new with ICU, what's going on in your business. And just in case you've been living under a rock the past couple of days, guys, Isagenix has come out with a brand new shake, and it is, unfortunately, seasonal. So you've got to get it while you can. I haven't tasted it yet. It's on order. It'll be here pretty soon. It's pumpkin spice. I've been reading some of the Facebook posts this morning, and people are just in amazement at how terrific it tastes. I can barely wait. I just love pumpkin. So, guys, that's something you might want to get ordered because, as I understand, they have already run through over a third of their inventory. So you might want to get yourself into your back office and get that shake ordered. It can only be placed on a regular order. It cannot be placed on an auto ship because it is not set up to be an auto ship type item to be in continuous supply. So get in your back office, order that new shake. It is typically an isolene shake. It's just like the strawberry or the vanilla or the chocolate. It's all the same. So get back there and get it ordered. Second thing is, this is brand spanking new, guys. This is awesome. They are incenting us via the American Blitz Tour with a little gift, actually. If you buy a NECO ticket right now through September 20th, that's a ticket to New Year's kickoff in Dallas, if you purchase it now before September 20th, they're going to give you, get this, they're going to give you a free coupon, good for a healthy mind and body segment. How do you like that? That's like a $39 value. Free for buying a NECO ticket. Now, here's the cool part. I don't care how many tickets you buy. You buy 10 tickets, you get 10 coupons. Now, I just talked with Jackie Shoemaker here about 10 minutes ago. She told me this. You can gift those coupons. So let's say you have a brand new enrollment and you want to get them started on not only their journey for better health, now you can get them into the mind and body. Oh, my gosh, you can give them that coupon. What an amazing gift that would be, would it not?
It would be.
Yes. Hey, you can answer if you want.
It would. It'd be amazing. It is amazing.
All right. So that's what's new with ICU, guys. Get in your back office. Order your NECO ticket. Jackie says when you order your NECO ticket, that coupon for the healthy mind and body will be in your back office via an email September 20th. So even if you buy your ticket today, don't expect that to just kind of show up. It will wait till the end of the program, September 20th, and it will be in your back office. So that's how that will work. All right, guys, let's just talk about the 90-day game plan. You know, Kathy from Stage said that we'd be better off to get our 20 new enrollments instead of 20 in 90 days to get it done in the first 30 to really kick your 90-day game plan off quick, right? Did anybody remember hearing that from the audience?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that kind of fired me up. So, you know, let's just talk about DMO. Does anybody have any idea what DMO stands for? Not trainers, step back. Anybody have any idea what DMO stands for?
Daily Method of Operation.
Beautiful. Thank you. Who was that?
Carol.
Carol, good job. Daily Method of Operation. What are you doing daily and consistently, and Carolyn will love that one, consistently to drive your business? And Susan talks quite frequently about the 3x3x3. Anybody on the call know what she means, 3x3x3?
I do, Kevin and Cindy.
Cindy, tell me the first three.
First three is three presentations, sharing Isagenix.
Okay, who wants to come up with the second three?
That would be Melanie in Florida with three follow-ups.
Right on, Melanie. And the third three, who's got that one?
Pouring love on three people.
Pouring love or greatness into three people at random. Absolutely. That's our daily method of operation. So let's just break this down just a minute, because Kathy said, let's get our 20 enrollments in the first 30 days. So with the 3x3x3, let's just take some random guesses out there. Would the 3x3x3 work? Would it get you your 20 enrollments if you're working this business, let's say full time, 6 days a week?
Yes.
Who said yes?
Carolyn.
Well, of course Carolyn's going to say yes. Who else is going to say yes? Anybody?
Yes.
That's Barbie Lee. I recognize that voice. Barbie Lee, let's do the math. You ready to do some math?
Oh, really?
You're a teacher. You ought to be really good at this math.
Yeah, but I'm doing yoga. Okay, go.
Okay, go. So three looks a day. Three looks a day is how many looks a week?
Are we doing 5 days a week?
Let's say six for this example.
Okay, 18.
18 looks. So if you are a typical networker being trained by this community or being trained by, you know, the amazing Isagenix community that we have with our back office and everything else that we got going for us, you're probably looking at enrolling 2 to 3 people for every 10 that experience some sort of presentation. So out of 18 presentations, what does that look like to you? How many people are we going to bring on board?
I'm going to say 2.
2 out of 18?
Oh, I did the math wrong. 3.
Maybe you were an English teacher.
3, 4. Well, it's 18. Couldn't you guys give me round numbers? Let's go with 4.
Okay, let's just say it's 4, and it's actually more like 4.5. So let's just say somewhere between 4 and 5. Let's just say between 3 and 5. Right?
Sure.
And in a regular month, there's typically about 4 weeks. So if you were to enroll 5 people a week for 4 weeks, how many people would that be?
20.
20. So, guys, imagine that. The daily method of operation that we have been advocating on this call for years would actually get you your 20 new people on product in the next 30 days. Now, get this. We've got 5 days under our belt already. So if we don't have anybody on board, we're going to have to up the ante a bit. We're going to have to up the looks, right? 3 may not be enough in the next 3 weeks to get that done. So this is what I'm proposing for you today. I want you to sit down with a piece of paper, and I want you to calculate what kind of activity you need to be in to get the results you're looking for, knowing that people generally get to you. And I really have to start working on my terminology. People generally will have people on board to use the products if they have experienced some sort of a presentation 2 to 3 out of every 10. So if you want 20 people, do the math. Do the math. 20 people means you need how many people to look at presentations? Anybody?
90?
90 to 100, probably, right? And if we've already let this week slip by, in the next 26 days, how many per day, if I've got to get 100 people looking, do I have to have? Hundred divided by 26. Let's just say 100 divided by 25. Make it easy.
Four
a day.
Four a day.
So now instead of three by three by three, you're looking at 4 by 3 by 3, and that's 7 days a week. Now, none of us likes to work 7 days a week, but this is a 90-day game plan. Can we do something out of the ordinary for 30 days without beating ourselves up?
Yeah.
Yes, we can. So those of you that are committed, if we have kind of slipped this week a little bit and maybe not presented as many times as we should have presented, we're going to have to up that ante. Our daily method of operation is going to have to go up. Now, this is the deal. What if you're part-time? What if you're part-time? What if you're working this 3 days a week instead of six?
I need to poop some more.
Double it. Who said that?
You'd have to double your contacts.
You have to double your contacts. Guys, what I'm trying to propose to you here is just to get your mind in gear. Start thinking about the end result. Start thinking about what your daily activities need to be, because if you put off till tomorrow what you should have done today, tomorrow becomes twice as busy as today would have been. And then if you put off tomorrow what you should have done, or today being tomorrow, if what you should have done yesterday, I mean, follow me with that, the third day gets three times as busy. So, guys, that's why we have to have a daily method of operation. We've got to be consistent in our activities, and every now and then, and I'm sure that there are many of you on this call who have experienced this, and it's easy, I bet you Toby would speak to this too, that it's easy sometimes to get up in the morning and say, man, I don't feel like doing that meditation today, or man, I don't feel like doing that activity today, or man, I don't feel like doing that yoga today. I don't really feel like getting out and talking to three people today. But what do you do? One of my old trainers in an old company used to tell me, he said, Kevin, you put on your big girl panties and you get out there and you get busy, right? That's what she would tell us. And so that's what I'm going to tell you guys. Guys, we got to really embrace this. If we do not actually have our arms around this 90-day game plan, if it's just a thought, going to pass. But if it's something that you've actually on your vision board, it's on your bathroom wall, it's on your kitchen countertop, it's everywhere you look, that you've got this goal to have 20 new people experiencing these products in the next 30 days, you've got to get into activity.
Hey,
so
Kevin,
I want to hear from some people out there, what are you willing to do? What are you going to do as part of your daily method of operation? And I'd love to have you go to the to our Team Success wall, and I'd like to see you post your activity commitment, because when you tell the universe, when you broadcast that message, things happen for you. So who is going to tell me on this call right now, what are you committed to doing?
Hey, Kevin, it's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Well, first of all, I want to see that picture of you putting on your big girl panties. And can I share something?
Please, of course.
Okay. Well, I'm really grateful to somebody who, and sorry, my GPS is going to come on and tell me to do something in a minute, so pardon me. Where was I? I'm really grateful for Jimmy Smith, who 11 and a half years ago gave me this message, and it was the message of the numbers in terms of, because I asked him, well, what do I need to do? You know, I was 6 years in that other company and blah, 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 and so tell me exactly what to do. And he prepared me, and I'm telling you, the difference between that, guys, don't get mad at me, don't send me emails and letters. The difference between the North American market and the Australian market, and I was talking to a bunch of leaders there yesterday, they said, look, you guys, North American leaders, flew over to Australia to teach us. We ate up the information. that's one of the reasons why that market is exploding. So this is what Jimmy Smith shared with me, and I've said it a million times, but I think today you're honing in on the message, and that was, he said, Carolyn, can you speak to 1,000 people in the next year? And I'm like, well, of course I can't. I don't know 1,000 people. He said, can you speak to 3 people a day? And I go, I could do that, but here's the thing. I'm not in the country for 4 days a week. So he did exactly what you just did. He gave me the map. 3 people a day for the 3 days that I was in the country, that's 9 people a week times 4 weeks, that's 36 people times X number of, you know, weeks in the year, versus 3 people a day for 7 days a week, because I said I wanted it really badly. That worked out to just over 996 people. I said, well, how am I going to do that? He said, well, multiply it out and take the week's worth of work and put it into 3 days. And what are you willing to give up to do that? So it meant calling 21 people in 3 days. And it's not a big deal when you first get started or if you're starting over. And here's the key thing. He prepared me for failure. He said, what if you succeed 10% of the time? I said, what do you mean 10% of the time? He said, well, what if out of those 1,000 people, you just sponsored 100? So you're going to fail 90% of the time. And I'm like, I'm going to fail? I was like, oh, okay, great. So I was prepared for the no's. And I failed more than miserably. I enrolled 28 people at the end of that year. But everybody I enrolled and everybody I talked to, I asked for 5 referrals. And that brought me to 1,000 people in my team at the end of 1 year. So I'm telling you guys, what Kevin is teaching you today, it works. And here's the word, if you are prepared to take the action, and if you want it badly enough.
Now, you know, I know that you're pretty serious there, Carolyn, because you never say the word if. So I know that you've got to be really, really meaning it this morning. So thank you for stepping out.
Welcome.
And I'm just going to throw this out there. Carolyn has trained me quite well over the last few years that really there is no if in my vocabulary. It's when. So I would have to tell you all today that when you go out there and make this happen, your results will show. Your goals will be met. Your opportunities will come. And let me just tell you, things open up, but we've got to get into activity. And it's daily, consistent, persistent, and I guess I learned that from you too, Carolyn. Daily, consistent, persistent activity. 3 by 3 by 3, if doing the extrapolations isn't going to get it for you, do the 4 by 3 by 3 or 4 by 4 by 4. That doesn't, you know, blow it up. 5 by 5 by 5. Jimmy talks in his presentation of numbers, how, you know, 5 times 5 times 5. And then he equates that to also the 3 times 3 times 3. And I'm telling you, it's mind-blowing the difference. And as Carolyn says, even if you fail 90% of the time, you're going to blow your business up. So who, I still want to hear from people on the call today, who out there is committed? What is your commitment level? What are you going to do daily to meet your 90-day goals? Who wants to step out and share with us?
Hey, this is Melanie from Florida. And
hey, Mel.
I know what I'm committed to, but I've been listening and I've been writing and my brain is spinning because the final calculation is kind of escaping me. So I'm going to ask for that after. But I'm committed, totally committed, to making at least 10 brand new contacts. Okay, so that's not presentations, but at least 10 a day. I actually shoot for 20 so that I can get at least those 3 presentations 6 days a week. So that's what I'm committed to.
Okay.
So I've got the, and we've been, you know, 3 by 3 by 3 is what we're talking. Can you just give me the math for how many presents, or at least like what Jimmy uses, what we're using as the percentage of people who actually watch the presentation who are expected to take action?
I've always heard of the rule of thirds. Now, I don't know, maybe there's other people out here that want give me their opinion as well. But I've always heard of the rule of thirds. If you get, you know, 3 people to look or 3 people to commit to an appointment, one of them will look. So that's just what I've been basing my plan on, Mel.
Yeah, Kevin, it's Maura.
Yeah.
Can I throw something in it? And it's right in the 90-day game plan, so everyone can look this up as well.
Great.
And it's the fact.
It. What page?
Yeah, if you help, it's on page 29. If you help 20 people join Isagenix, 12 will do something, and 5 will do nothing. And 8 will do nothing. And within 60 days, you'll have 8 people that are doing something. In 4 months, you'll have 6 something. In 9 months, you'll have 4 team members doing something. A year from that, from the date that you start your business, 1 team member will account for 80% of your income, and 3 team members will account for 20% of your income. So it does boil down. That's why we need to stay focused on accepting the failures, accepting the no's, and just keep moving forward.
Brilliant. So that's the next extrapolation, right? So if we get 20 people started on this 90-day game plan, then that's what we can expect. And I love that Isagenix is so transparent and real. They don't set unrealistic expectations. I love it. Love it. Thank you, Maura.
And thank you, Maura, for that. And thank you, Mel. And I just want, I'm always out there thinking. I love numbers. I mean, I don't care if I'm building something or if I'm planting flowers in my backyard. I'm thinking. And imagine the 20 people that you're going to bring on this month. Now, I didn't say if. The 20 people that you are going to bring on this month, that you're going to expose to Isagenix, that are going to want these products in their body. You're going to talk to them about their 90-day game plan. So, yes, you might have one person responsible for 80% of your business down the road, but how many people are they going to have responsible for 80% of their business and their business and their business and their business? You've got 20 people started that could have 20 people in their business in the next month. Would that not blow your business up? And that's how you have to think. Don't think about just the 20. Think about who they know and how their 90-day game plan is going to impact them and then impact you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Sometimes that escapes us. And as networkers, it's kind of mind-boggling because it's all about the network. It's not about the next person. It's all about the network, the people that they know and the people that they know and the people that they know. When we start all of these people off, as we are starting this week with us, imagine the possibilities.
I love it.
So, Kevin, may I ask some of you trainers to talk a little bit about the difference between contact, presentation, follow-up, and how to, pouring greatness into people is an obvious thing. But maybe just talk about the mode of operation.
Okay, Jerry, I'll just give you mine, and then I'll certainly welcome Carolyn and Maura to step out. But I do not believe that the first three stands for contacts. The first three stands for how many times the Isagenix story has been told today, right? By a video or by you, right? So it's not just connecting with people. It's actually telling the story. That's my belief. Maura, Carolyn, you want to pipe in? Hello?
Hi, Kevin. Sorry, I didn't realize I was on mute. I would agree with you. It's very tempting to say, okay, I said hello to so many people today. That's just not enough. We have to get them in front of material, whether it's our story or using a tool.
Yep. Thank you. Jerry, did that answer your question?
Yeah, that's good. So then talk about the follow-up.
Follow-up is very simple. The people that you spoke with yesterday or the day before that, or the people that are on your, the list that you've connected up with a month ago, follow up. Call them back saying, hey, we connected 30 days ago. You watched this program or you committed to watching this program. Are you able to do that today?
So, but you're talking about having 20 people at the end of 30 days. So put that whole process in context. So the telling the story, and then at the end of 30 days, having your 20.
Okay. Now, again, if you think about all the statistics that we've heard on this call, most sales, what is it? What do people say? Most people give up after the first try. The first contact, they connected with their 3 people today, and maybe they are with 10 people today, and maybe 3 said yes, but 7 said no. Most people, Terry, would never contact those seven people again that said no today. That's what the next three is all about. The next three is going after some of those people that have said no to you in the past. Because, let me tell you, statistically speaking, most sales happen after the seventh contact. But most people give up after the from one to four contacts. So here's the deal. Somewhere down the road, when you do enough of those second threes, the middle three, the middle follow-up, when you do enough of those middle follow-ups, those middle follow-ups are going to turn up into enrollments because they need to be connected with so many times. They need to be shown so many times. They need to have so many drips on them before they say yes. That's why the second one is so important.
Yeah.
You know, and you've heard it said over and over and over again, the fortune's in the follow-up.
8, 4, 5, 4, 9.
Right. So asking people, getting their permission to call them back is an important piece of all this as well.
Well, you know, that's probably a very considerate thing to say. Hey, I understand that your answer is no today. Would it be okay with you if I kept you in my file and connected with you down the road? That's a great way to establish rapport with people.
It builds a relationship.
Sure. Yeah. That way they know that you're just not out to get them. You're doing this, Terry. Let's face it. We're doing this as a business. This is a business for you and me. I get that we're a product-oriented company, but you and I are doing this as a business. And part of that business is connecting with people, sharing the story.
Yep.
And if they say no today, just politely say, hey, you know, I can appreciate that. I know where you're coming from. I said no the very first time it was presented to me. That's the simple truth. Would you mind if I kept you in my list of contacts and connected with you maybe down the road a little bit?
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm having a hard time hearing
yep,
you.
Yeah, perfect. That's great. I thought that people might be wondering about the whole process.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other questions? We're a little bit past the bottom of the hour already. Any questions?
I do, Kevin. It's a request I have for Carolyn for next week.
Yeah.
Carolyn, you mentioned about asking for 5 referrals from each of the people that you originally signed up and how that was huge for you because it introduced you to the people that they knew. I would love it if on Monday you would talk about how you asked for those referrals and, you know, why people said yes to you when you asked. Okay? Would you mind including that if you could?
And I'll be the bearer of bad news. Carolyn has stepped off the call. She probably has arrived at her location and has stepped off the call, so she didn't hear any of that, unfortunately.
Okay. I'll send her a message.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good idea, Maura. That's great.
All right, guys, I'll take one more question before we wrap up. Anybody else got a question about the 3x3x3 and meeting your 20 people goal by the end of the month?
I have something to say. It's Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, so I guess this is obvious, but I'll just put it out there. You know, the 3x3x3, you know, it's not just 3 connections with somebody because we hear often that your conversation may not lead to Isagenix, and that's okay. It's just being willing to connect and being open to have a conversation. So with saying that, you can talk to 3 people that may not go anywhere, but the point is just to keep going at it each day to reach those 3 that will take a look, basically.
Well, you know, and let me clarify that. Because apparently the water's a little murky. That the first 3 is not connections. The first 3 represents presentations.
Right.
It may take 10 connections
right.
to get 3 presentations.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not a matter of I talked to 3 people, I'm done for the day. It's getting to 3 people that will look at something.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, you know, if you're very, very good at your relationship skills and you're very, very good, you've followed along with the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team for many, many years and you're doing the do, it might just take 3. You know what?
Yeah.
It happens. It happens that the first 3 people you talk to say, yes, let's take a look. But if you're brand new and you're kind of honing your skills and you don't quite have it down yet, you stumble a little bit, you this and that and the other thing, it might take you 10. It might take you 10. That's just the real numbers. That's just the real numbers. But here's the deal. This week it might take you 10. Next week it might take you 9. The following week it might take you 8. The following week it might take you 7. Sooner or later you're going to get those numbers down to where you are so confident about your abilities and so confident in your presentation skills and so at ease with what you do because it is now part of your DNA instead of it's not something you do, it's something that you are, that the numbers just come for you. Does that make sense to everybody?
It does for me. And you know what? I heard somebody say a while back, and I don't know who it was, but they went out each day and put 10 pennies in one pocket, and they didn't come home until they had the commitments to look until every one of those pennies was put in the other side of their other pocket.
That's right. And, you know, Kevin and Pam Barnum, we know them on this team for going to six figures in 10 months. That's what they did, basically. They would not come home at night without their three presentations, both of them, Kevin and Pam.
Hey, Kevin, it's Glenn.
Yay, Glenn, good morning.
Good morning. And what this young lady just said, and Kevin and Pam still have a complete record of all the first people that they've actually talked to. So that means, like, I mean, as Maura pointed out and Carolyn, following up with them, asking them permission to follow up later on, that's essential, because it could be the first people you've talked to, 9 months later, they've been tracking you on your Facebook, and they might be ready then. So you're still going to get those people in at the end of the year, but it's the tracking and building a relationship and contacting them, but not badgering them, but basically touching base with them, saying, you know, it's been 3 months or 6 months. Would it be all right if I contact you again? Things could change.
You know, that's a very, very good point, Glenn, and thanks for bringing that out. Because, you know, Carolyn, how many of you were on the Monday call with Carolyn?
I was.
Do you remember her saying that statistics have shown, Eric Worre brought this to her attention over the weekend, that statistics have shown that most six-figure earners have been through one 90-day game plan, and most seven-figure earners have been through multiple 90-day game plans. Do you remember her saying that?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, think about what Glenn just said. Some of the people you are connecting with today and tomorrow and next week and the following week, they may not appear in your 20 people this 90-day game plan, but they could appear in your next one or the next one. Because, as Glenn said, they'll come around eventually. They'll watch you. They're watching you every single day on Facebook. They're seeing what kind of person you are, if they want to be associated with you, if you're the kind of person that relates to them. Because somewhere down the road, they're going to say, hey, you know what, Glenn, I want that stuff that you've been talking about for the last 6 months. So they may not appear in this 90 days, but they're going to appear someday. You've got to know that.
That list, guys. You've got to keep that list. The people you first talked to, I know we didn't. All the people we talked to, they keep coming back now eventually, and some of them have been 4 years because of the fact that we didn't contact them back. Because we never took as the one young lady said, the 10 pennies a day. We didn't write them down and keep those pennies. We got rid of them, and they kept moving on and moving on. So basically, if you put them in a book, your first 90 days should be in a book. The second 90 days, if anybody you contact, those 1,000 people or whatever, you should have them all down in a book.
That's coming from another millionaire, folks. So any other questions, any other statements? All right, guys, we're going to wrap her up. Let's meet here again on Monday, and we'll have Carolyn at the helm. And let's have a great weekend. And as I said, I'd love for you to go on the Facebook wall, Team Success, Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team. And you know what? Make that commitment. What are you committed to doing? What's your daily method of operation going to be? How many times how many times how many? I want to see it. So, guys, have a great weekend. Love you all. We'll talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.